Like an angel. I had three sets of arms around me that last segment. Again, our thanks to Colorado legislator Manny Rupnow, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Of course, earlier in the hour, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. A busy day, y'all. Brian, I am so excited for what's going to come this evening. I'm so excited, just as the county executive is, to see Milwaukee represented on the DNC stage.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. But folks, we have a wee bit of time right now to take a collective breath and, and listen to some of the sound from last night.
I don't know if I can cry anymore, but I'll try.
There were so many great lines, and I have to say this, I will not, you can't make me pick between who had the best speech last night. You can't make me do it.
Well, you can't, because Michelle wrote both of them.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit, but I'll just give you, so the last three speakers of the evening, everyone, were second gentleman Doug Emhoff, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and then former President Barack Obama. The spirit and the tone of each speech was slightly different. Each with their own absolutely critical message. When Doug Emhoff took the stage and he started talking about his wife, especially when he said basically he took time off of his job and stepped back from his work to help support her as vice president, as well as during her time as senator. And speaking about Kamala Harris and how she really saved his life and helped make their very unique family whole, and the co-parenting relationship between Doug, his ex-wife, and Kamala Harris, I kept crying. I was like, this... You want to know what masculinity looks like? You know what being a man in America looks like? This guy, everybody, where he could not be more proud to take time off of his job to help his wife reach whatever her highest peak might be, that really leans into having this different looking sort of family that is so loving and proud of his wife's accomplishment. It was really something special. Let's take a little bit of a listen. Oh, my favorite Doug Emhoff moment was frankly like, my favorite thing about Kamala Harris is that laugh. You know that laugh. Just if we've got that line from Doug Emhoff last night, let's take a quick listen.
We talked for an hour and we laughed. Well, you know that laugh. I love that laugh.
So and here's the other thing, the commonality amongst all three speakers last night, they're talking, and you know, you got what, maybe up to 30,000 people in this arena. They were normal. It seemed genuine. The lines, I mean, this is all scripted, right? These are written speeches.
Yeah, but those are written speeches, organized thoughts that come from the heart.
Yes.
They're not like trying to go and put some emotion or some sort of thing behind it. They're just telling your story. The greatest was when Doug was like, oh, hey, Kamala, it's Doug.
It's Doug. The story here is when he first wanted, they were set up on a blind date. He tells this story last night during his remarks, set up on a blind date. He then calls her after the date because he wants to go out again. And he basically describes how he was just a rambling doofus in this very long, uncomfortable voice. Hey, it's Doug. Did I tell you it's Doug? And awkwardly laughing.
My name's Doug.
And guess when their anniversary is, Brian?
What?
Their anniversary, the anniversary of Doug Emhoff and Kamala Harris's marriage, is this Thursday.
Oh, my.
So on the day that his wife is going to accept the nomination to become president of the United States, it is their wedding anniversary, and she makes him listen to this awkward voicemail every anniversary. So Doug's really looking forward to Thursday. Yeah, I love that.
What's he going to get her? Like, how can you... I just got the nomination. Well, here's a nice...
here's a nice purse.
You want a salad?
Yeah. Anyways, Doug Emhoff, that speech was absolute gold. Incredibly human. Michelle Obama was on the attack. I mean, jab, jab, hook.
Yeah, she's on her home turf. She went to high school literally blocks away from here.
It was fire. This was probably the line of the night for me, Jess. I want to hear the affirmative action line with the buildup here. Check this out, everybody, because this is what affirmative action actually is.
She understands that most of us will never be afforded the grace of failing forward. We will never benefit from the affirmative action of generational wealth.
I love that phrasing.
Listen to that.
If we bankrupt a business, or choke in a crisis, we don't get a second, third, or fourth chance. If things don't go our way, we don't have the luxury of whining or cheating others to get further ahead. No. We don't get to change the rules so we always win. If we see a mountain in front of us, we don't expect there to be an escalator waiting to take us to the top. No.
Preach.
We put our heads down. We get to work. In America, we do something. And
yeah, do something. The crowd then erupting into chants of do something, do something. That line about the affirmative action of generational wealth, folks, that's what it is. We have affirmative action in this country. The affirmative action that we've had is that rich, especially white folks, always get the hand up. We're about to hit top of hour, but I want to take one more sound because this was the mic drop of mic drops. Jess hit us with, he might be looking for one of them black jobs.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
Oh! Oh! Michelle Obama, you are my freaking hero. It was amazing, everybody. We're going to come back after top of the hour. We'll take care of some business. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network's special live coverage of the 2024 DNC, coming to you